In the UK, there have been two reported deaths following prescription of RU486, and I recently found out that there have been 78 adverse reactions. In the US, there have been five deaths since the government approved the sale of the abortion pill in September 2000. So the drug is clearly not as safe as its proponents would argue. The pro-abortion lobby want to ensure that fewer abortions are performed in hospitals and more abortions are performed in non-clinical settings, and that the woman herself takes responsibility for the abortion. I think this is largely motivated by the fact that fewer and fewer doctors are prepared to perform abortions, and therefore they need to find some way of allowing nurses and the woman herself to handle the abortion. And I think, you know, we're almost coming full circle, because in the UK at the moment, the pro-abortion lobby are arguing that women should be able to take this abortion pill, RU486, at home. And yet the reason why the Abortion Act was introduced back in the 60s was to ensure that abortions were performed in hospitals. So it seems ridiculous, and I think betrays the fact that the pro-abortionists are more motivated by ideology than concern for women's health.